Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Isn't it an unmistakable, the Jaws theme tune composed by John Williams, and you can really feel the tension rising. You're trying to work out who will be the next victim. Well, that might not be something that you'd be watching just before heading off to bed and expecting a good night's sleep. And today we're asking, what does work best as a wind down watch? So at the end of a long busy day, what comforting, non-threatening viewing can help soothe your mind and get you in the right space for relaxing and sleeping? Well, I'm joined in the studio by Rory Cashin, entertainment and culture journalist. You're very welcome, Rory.
Hello.
And on the line, Dr. Sabina Brennan, neuroscientist and psychologist. So, Sabina, I mean, we might be glued to a whodunit, like in the middle of a really good box set. The only time you can get to watch that is when you finally get to sit down at 9 or 10 o'clock at night. But what does watching something difficult, stimulating, challenging, what does that do to our sleep?
You see, I'm not going to be popular, right? And I have to say, don't shoot the messenger. And I love crime thrillers and all those kind of things. But really, the effectiveness of TV as a means to relax and wind down is really very, very questionable. And the brain definitely, it definitely requires rest and periods of winding down. But the thing is, brain waves vary with mental states. So beta waves very quickly indicate alertness and focus, and alpha waves occur when we are relaxed and facilitate. What's brilliant about it, when we're relaxed like that, say when we're daydreaming or meditating, actually it facilitates information processing, it facilitates learning and memory. So essentially, the key is giving your brain a break, not by doing nothing, but by switching tasks. Now, EEG studies show that during TV watching, very high functioning areas of our brain, like the neocortex used for analysis and reasoning, they become inactive. But the visual cortex is highly stimulated, as you can imagine from a TV show. And this results in a really unique state where the brain is not fully engaged and it's not fully relaxed. So the neurons that continue to fire, but they're not actively processing it. So kind of counterintuitively, relaxation is more about sort of changing your focus, daydreaming, powering off, or actually engaging in something that fully gets your focus, you know, where you get into the flow. Mm-hmm. And TV doesn't do either.
Okay, so you would prefer just to switch the thing off for about an hour?
Well, no, I think if sleep is your focus, and you do want to watch, because there's nothing wrong with watching something, you know, for the fun of it, but if you're thinking of watching it to wind down, that's where the issue rises. So okay. If you are going to watch something that's very, very stimulating, watch it earlier in the evening and then engage in an unwinding activity for about an hour before bed.
Okay.
That would be what I'm saying.
Sabina, myself and Rory are going to completely ignore all of that advice now.
Absolutely. I figured I ignore my own advice sometimes.
I'm glad to hear it.
I can do the binge watch thing myself. In fact, I've done it recently.
Listen, so. it's almost impossible if you get into something that you're really enjoying.
Oh.
But Rory, you have come up with some things that you think are suitable for us to watch if we're thinking about winding down. And we're going to start with a legal series. This has the claim to fame, of course, that it's a member of the British royal family, is one of the cast members. Let's have a listen and then we'll chat.
You wanted to see me?
Yes. Gary, please come in. Mike, this is Gary Lipsky. Gary's one of our most promising associates from last year.
Hi.
Gary, Ms. Pearson wanted me to ask, have you completed the Petrenko filing?
Oh, well, my brother was in over the weekend, so I didn't really get to it.
Gary, come on. This is like the third time I've had to ask.
I'll get right on it.
Don't bother. You're fired.
What? You can't fire me.
Oh, yes, I can. And I just did. Go pack up your things. Don't you ever show your face in this place again. See, I arranged for you to see that. Because we pay our associates very well, and we provide the opportunity for unlimited advancement, but in return, we expect results. Have I made myself clear?
Yeah.
Great. Welcome to Pearson Hartman.
So that is a character from Suits, Lewis Litt, welcoming a new hire to the firm. Why have you picked this, Rory? Because this is old, you know, in TV terms.
Yeah, I think the idea behind Wind Down TV is, and I think something that people will pick over and over again to help them wind down is something they've already seen. It is the comfort of knowing exactly where the story is going and something that you've enjoyed the first time and there's no surprises in the second, third, fourth rewatch. And I think that's why a lot of the most popular shows, especially on streaming and something that you would rewatch if it's broadcast, is sitcoms, because the status quo never really changes. You can dip in at any episode and there's no, where's that episode? Where's that character gone? Why are they in a relationship now? Everything is mostly the same, no matter when in the show you come in.
So you can switch your brain off.
In my opinion, yes, to an extent, because you already know what every line of dialogue is, you already know every plot twist that's coming, but you enjoy it so much and you enjoy spending time with the character so much that you kind of don't mind that you've seen it before. And the reason why I picked Suits is because it was actually the most watched show on Netflix for 2023. I was reading there was over 3 billion minutes of it watched. And it was a late addition to the streaming service, and people weren't sure if it was even going to do particularly well, because the previous hits on Netflix that they acquired that weren't original Netflix shows were like Friends or The Office USA or Schitt's Creek. Like those shows, again, all sitcoms, all the people could rewatch forever and there's no changes to them. But the reason why I think they've gone with Suits and the reason why it's proved to be so popular is the Meghan Markle connection. So obviously a very popular kind of angle for people to get in on. But again, it's the closest version to a drama that a sitcom could be coming out of America, because it's got very attractive people with great chemistry, but the status quo never really changes from episode to episode.
So it's not too challenging.
Exactly.
So you mentioned Friends there, and you've also chosen Friends as something that people might want to watch at the end of the day for that reason as well, because it's sort of like comfort food on the telly.
Exactly. Yeah, you know every line of dialogue in Friends. Everyone has one or two or three favourite episodes of Friends of all time. And if you happen to be scrolling through the TV and one of your favourite episodes of Friends is on, the chances of you skipping by it to go see something else are particularly low, I feel, because if it's that episode where they're trying to get the couch up the stairs, you will sit and wait for them for Ross to scream pivot as he's going up the staircase, because it is one of those real comfort moments. And again, even with Ross and Rachel breaking up or getting together, they're just two of six major characters. So no matter where on the overall arc of the show you are, it doesn't really matter, because the overall arc of the show hasn't really changed.
So let's leave Rory now sitting there watching Friends, Sabina, and we have this hour free before bedtime with no screens. So what is that doing for us? What are the benefits of switching everything off before bedtime?
Well, the problem is, and it's not just TV, so blue light emission is really where the issue comes, that it actually interferes with your sleep. So so our phones will do it, our laptops, even some of those reading devices do it. They can interfere with the production of melatonin. So that's the hormone that regulates the sleep-wake cycles. So exposure to blue light before bedtime can really make it harder to fall asleep and disrupt your natural sleep patterns. So that's kind of one of the benefits. As I said, the visual stimulation really, you know, I totally get what Rory's saying there about, you know, the comfort zone. Personally, actually, I can't ever really watch anything again because it annoys me that I already know what's happening, because I actually kind of want to be stimulated, you know. I want to try and figure it out.
I'm not a rewatcher.
I'm not a rewatcher, you know, and I'll often, my husband is a rewatcher, and I'm saying, you've seen that about six or eight. No, but it's good. But then again, he would tend to go for those kind of lighter things. But I hate knowing what's coming next, because that's not why I'm watching it. But so it's the visual stimulation that really can cause problems. Associated all at the content. So as you said, the content is that, you know, you're picking lighter content there. But even something that makes you laugh a lot can stimulate you, you know, because laughing kind of, you know, gives us a buzz. So it you know, it's a great thing to laugh. I always, you know, suggest that people do stuff to make them laugh. It's actually a great stress buster, but, you know, it can still be, you know, kind of interfere with getting to sleep. And I think another thing with the watching TVs is we tend to kind of, it's the time when we kind of eat unconsciously, you know, we'll munch on snacks, we might have a drink, etc. And if you're staying up kind of binging, that's not good. It's not good to be eating late at night, and it's not good to be drinking alcohol late at night. Again, I sound like a terrible, you know.
No, listen, you've already admitted Grinch. That you do it yourself. So look, we get that this is really good advice that might not be followed.
This is the evidence-based advice, yes, that you can choose to follow. It's not fair not to know these things. But yes, like alcohol can initially induce sleepiness, but it disrupts the quality of sleep, mm-hmm. you know.
Let's come back then to the shows that we might, because for some people, watching these shows might just lead to a restful night. You know, not everybody fits the same mold.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
You've picked Rory Modern Family, which is streaming on Disney Plus, and you can catch it on television as well. Why have you chosen this one?
Again, it's kind of similar in terms of Friends, but I find that because it's that bit more modern, as the title gives away, it feels like the dialogue is much more well written. The performances are more varied. There's more characters going on. There is a theory that every single person's personality is made up of two people from within Modern Family. So I can leave that up to your listeners to decide amongst themselves who they think they're a mix of. But yeah, you were mentioning here about the people who do and do not like to rewatch things. Like, I would put on something like Modern Family after I've watched something that's kind of a little bit stressful, just to kind of curb the end of the viewing. Because, say, for example, there's a new series of True Detective going out today, I think.
Yes, Jodie Foster.
Oh, is there?
It
oh,
is,
my goodness. It's
Sabina, you'll be up till 1 a.m.
No!
Eyes on stalks,
and
eating
Jodie
crisps.
Jodie Foster is just phenomenal actor. Oh, God, that's great.
No one's going to bed early tonight. So you're saying that if you watched an episode or two of that,
which
then
is
you'd
particularly
go back.
Stressful and kind of maybe has you on edge, then to curb that a bit, I would put on an episode or two of Modern Family to balance it out before I go to bed.
Or The Simpsons.
Genuinely, The Simpsons at its heyday was arguably the best written comedy, if not TV show, ever. Like, it just, the jokes per minute is just off the charts, and they had some of the greatest comedy writers in TV history working on it. And again, like Friends, it's something that everyone has a favorite episode, or everyone has 10 favorite episodes or a favorite season. It's such an easy watch, and it's very, very funny, to the point where even if you have seen an episode numerous times, if you go back the fifth, sixth, seventh time, there's a joke, there's a side gag, there's something you missed the first time.
And it's something that all the family can watch. Speaking of which, is it very important for children to have a good old screen break before bedtime, Sabina?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And to be honest, it's important for everyone. I mean, I hate to be this terrible, but I just give the message. But a study published in 2023, very, very recently, has associated extended viewing with the risk of TV viewing with the risk of developing dementia, particularly with brain cell loss in brain cell connection loss in areas that are vital for language, memory, and communication. When it comes to children, yes, absolutely. I mean, I think children need more sleep than adults do, and I don't think they get so much these days. So basically, you know, their screen time should be limited, not just their TV time. Mm-hmm. If they are going to watch something before their hour wind down, try and pick something that's calm content, you know, something that's slow paced, has a gentle storyline, doesn't feature loud noises or fast cuts. You know, the TV producers, they really know how to manipulate us. So you kind of really have to be selective.
Yeah.
And set a specific, you know, kind of end to where and follow with those
time.
Quiet activities.
All right, well, yeah. We've reached our cutoff time now because I have to take an break before the news. But Sabina and Rory, thank you both very much indeed for coming in to us. Let's take a quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.